We got Slim Thug right here on dubcnn.com. Why don't you start off by, you know, introducing yourself to everybody and, you know, let them know what's going on with you right now.
What up? It's your boy Slim Thug of the Boss of All Bosses, you know what I'm saying? Represent Boss Hog Outlaws, the label, you know what I'm saying? We're working on this new Serve and Collect album. It's coming out in February 27th. We got that about to drop. I'm about to drop my second solo, Boss of All Bosses, in April 24th. So we grinding down here in Texas.
Okay, so tell us about your group, man, you know, the Boss Hog Outlaws, and the record that's dropping.
It's really like, you know what I'm saying, these are my people who've been putting it down with me on the underground for the longest, you know what I'm saying, like since we've been grinding out here, since I've been doing my thing independent, you know what I'm saying. They all signed to Interscope Giffen, but we still able to do independent shit, so, you know, we putting some out through Cuts, you know what I'm saying, going through that system just to keep the streets fed. And this Serve and Collect album is really just, you know, the blueprint to what we finna do for these next few years, you know what I'm saying? Putting them out as solo projects and shit like that. Just wanted to give people a sample of them, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, yeah, that was my next question. You know, how come you chose to go through Koch Records instead of, you know, going through Geffen?
It's like independent is good money, you know what I'm saying? And you know, why not? You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna use Geffen Interscope for their marketing, you know what I'm saying, and to promote me and make me, you know what I'm saying, big, and at the same time use that to, you know, promote, you know, my other shit independent, so that way if Slim Thug is huge and he's still putting out independent shit on a huge level, shit, that's more money for me, because when you're independent, you get more paper.
Okay, so go ahead and introduce, you know, the members real quick so people can know.
All right, got Chris Ward, PJ, Killer Collion, Sir Daily, we got Rob Smiles and Young Black, you know what I'm saying? That's the whole Boss Hog Outlaw label, like the whole everybody on the label, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Like Rob Smiles, R&B singer, you know what I'm saying? Everybody play their little, got their different styles and shit, you know what I'm saying? So it's gonna be a real big record, man. We got this recognized player singer that's out on the radio, that shit taken off already, you know what I'm saying? It's been added out across the country, so. You know what I'm saying? We just started, you know, promoting this record, so it's going to be a good look.
Okay, I mean, you know, the Boss Hog Outlaw has been, you know, around for a long time. How do you think this record is going to be different, you know, from all the other shit we heard?
Because it's real. You know, it's a real album. You know, we did the Boys in Blue shit, you know,
yeah,
a while back. But we added to the, you know, we got more niggas on the, this is everybody, you know what I'm saying? And we just put, like, one independent, you know, Boys in Blue record out there, so it's time to do something else, you know what I'm saying? Put it back in their face, and we just really trying to set this shit out so we can put everybody's solos out.
I feel you. Okay, so when is it dropping again?
It's dropping in on February 27th.
So who handled the production on it?
It's a dude named Mr. Lee, you know what I'm saying? He the one that did Three Kings for me. He did the Pow Wow Break 'Em Off record out. He did a lot of shit, you know what I'm saying? Right now, so he did a lot of the production, and we got this other cat named T.A. He signed a Jeezy label, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
He done a lot of shit. And who else we got? We got GL Productions, you know what I'm saying? Some young cats out of H-Town who got some fire, you know what I'm saying? Gangsta shit.
Okay, and is it just y'all? You have any guest appearances on it?
Nah, it's just us, you know what I'm saying? So many of us that we didn't really want to take away from that, you know what I'm saying? I wanted to give everybody a solo song on the album. It ain't like I just did this record, like, you know, and I'm just saying it to put my name on it. I'm involved with this record. Like, I did at least 12 records on here with these artists, you know what I'm saying? So it's going to be nice.
Okay. And, you know, how does it feel to see, you know, your old Swisher House label mates like Chameleon Air and Paul Wall and Mike Jones and, you know, and yourself, you know, blowing up after all these years of hard work?
You know, we've been grinding for a minute, everybody. Me, Mike, Paul, Cam, everybody you name. We've been doing this shit since 98, you know what I'm saying? And to finally get recognition for it, you know what I'm saying? And to make it look good as a Houston movement, it ain't just one dude shining, you know what I'm saying? For everybody to be shining and it be a movement, man, it's a blessing, man. And we just got to keep the shit going. And everybody you just named about to drop another record, too, so it's going to be real good for us. We're going to, you know, H-Town going to come out hard this year. And then we got UGK coming, so it's going to be good for Texas.
Okay, and how come, you know, Swisher House artists like Big Pick or Lil Mario dissed you?
That shit's up, man. You know, really, it just got to the point where, you know, it's like nigga mentality, man. It was like, this is what it was. I was in Switcher Highs, and I was getting more attention than they was. Like, it started out Switcher Highs, but then, like, when we go do a show, they'll start saying Slim Thug in the Switcher Highs. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't me telling them to put that on there. That's what the people did, you know? So it just began, people just got emotional about that shit. Let it get to them, you know what I'm saying? Instead of just sticking around and getting the paper, and, you know, that's what happens sometimes, but fuck it.
Okay. And what's your relationship with Lil Flip right now?
I mean, we ain't never had no, we ain't just cool or nothing, but I ain't tripping on him. I ain't trying to diss him or no shit like that. I ain't worried about Lil Flip. I ain't got no problem with him. You know what I'm saying? I'm just trying to get this money.
Okay. And you know, you were balling before you had a major deal. What was your key to success before you got your deal?
Hustle, man. You got to hustle. You know, there's a million ways to get paid, man. Ain't no use in you trying to take advantage of just one. You gotta take advantage of as many as you can, you know what I'm saying? I was doing more than just, I was rapping, I had CD stores, I had a gang of shit, real estate, all this shit. You gotta do more than one thing to keep the paper coming.
I feel you. And, you know, looking back, are you satisfied with the success of Already Platinum?
I ain't satisfied because I wanted to be platinum, you know what I'm saying? But it was like, the shit ain't do it, it ain't go right for a lot of different reasons. Shit got bootleg, shit got, was promoted probably, motherfucking with Pharrell shit, you know. It was a lot of shit, but you know, I don't cry over no shit. I'm still getting money, and you know what I'm saying? It was just a lesson learned, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, so what are you going to try to do different for Bosses All Bosses?
Yeah, I just listen to feedback. You know, people like, man, we don't want to hear you with Pharrell, so I ain't with Pharrell on this one. You know, I might do one record because there's a lot of people who did like that. You know, me being with Pete, and I liked it working with Pete. He's a cool dude and very talented, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, I really enjoy fucking with the dude, you know. If the people don't want to hear that, then, you know, I'm going to give the people what they want. It's the more, you got to serve and collect. Like I say, if they want to hear that shit, you got to give it to them, whatever they want.
Okay, so when can we expect your new solo to drop?
I'm going to be at April 24th, Bounce of All Bounces. I'm going to drop a single like next month sometime, so be on the lookout for it, around All Star.
So, how far along are you with the record?
Oh, man, I got so many. I've been working, shit, I ain't been out. You know, I've been between working on this record, you know what I'm saying? I did like damn near 60-something songs, so it's like, I'm done with the motherfucker, really. So it's just like, I went out there the other day, we got, you know, a record from Toomp, I got a record from Mr. Lee, and one with Manny, and we just try to pick which one we're going to go with from right now.
Okay, and what kind of guest appearances can we expect on your record?
I got Rick Ross on my shit, I'm going to have T.I. on my shit, Mike Jones, Pow Wow, Chameleon, Jeezy, you know, same old, and Boys in Blue, my old clique. That type of shit.
If it ain't broke, don't fix it, huh?
With CeeLo, huh?
If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
It ain't broke, don't fix it, man. Real tough.
I feel you, man. So, you know, you released a number of mixtapes, you know, both solo and with the group. Do you have a number of how many mixtapes you've released by now?
Oh, man, I don't have no idea. You know, it's been a minute. We've been doing this shit for years, my nigga, since like 98, so.
Yeah, because I was kind of going through the archives and shit, and I was like, damn, I bet he don't even know how many mixtapes he's had out.
Hell nah, I don't, man. I did so many of them motherfuckers, it was like crazy.
Okay. And you put out Boss Basics with Drama and Cannon. You know, what do you think of what happened to them? You know, do you feel that their arrest will hurt the mixtape scene?
I think it's gonna scare a lot of people. Like, it ain't really, that was a good plan from RIAA, because what they did, they just shook up the stores, like the consumers instead. It ain't really about dudes who make the mix CDs. They're gonna be scared too, but the fucked up part is that the best buyers and the people who buy the shit scared now, you know what I'm saying? So yeah, it's gonna have effect. They did a good job of scaring the mixtape unit, the whole shit like that.
Okay. And when do you think we can expect Killer Kylone to drop an album?
Dude, later on this year, man, we gonna put this record out. You know what I'm saying? We should be dropping him by later on this fall. You know what I'm saying? October or some shit like that.
Okay, okay.
He's working on some shit now. He just played me like 3 records. That shit crazy.
Okay. And you know, the South and the West were like, you know, the first places where the independent game was really popping. You know, who do you listen to from the West?
Oh, man, everybody. I'm a big fan of the West. You know, I've been, you know, really my first motherfucking, what made me want to rap was N.W.A. and Easy and, you know, when the Snoop, like, you know what I'm saying? I remember seeing Snoop come up. That shit just amazed me, seeing a nigga on Arsenio Hall. And, you know, even the new cats, I fuck with, you know, I like game shit. You know, everybody, man. E-40, my nigga. Yeah, all that.
All right, are there any upcoming collaborations we can expect?
Yeah, I'm no telling, man. It's like really how it goes by what beat I get and who I hear on that motherfucker, you know what I'm saying? But I definitely will do a record with anybody I name, you know what I'm saying? Real talk, I definitely would love to work with them. It's just about finding a record to get them on, you know what I'm saying?
Okay. And, you know, the South been popping for a while now, like, and what do you think y'all have to do so, you know, the buzz just don't die out and you know, you feel what I'm saying? Like, y'all just don't fade out. What do you feel y'all have to do?
Stay grinding, man, you know what I'm saying? You just gotta stay grinding and consistent with good music, man, and do us, and don't try to do nobody else, you know, just do what we do and, you know, make the music that, you know, that we like, you know what I'm saying? And that's what it is.
Okay, I feel you. All right, man, I think, you know, pretty much covered everything we had to cover. Is there anything else you'd like to let everybody know?
Nah, it's just, you know, we got the MySpace page, Slim Thug. We got the Boss Hog Outlaws, you know, MySpace.com/Boss Hog Outlaws. So just log on to that, and they're going to keep you up to date on everything.